So the family is modest, and they don't let everyone know that they're so impoverished. And so Naomi has this relative named Boaz. And Ruth, we're up to what they call the second chapter of the second Pasuk. Vatomer Ruth Moaviah el Naomi. Ruth tells Naomi, Elechana hasadeva lakota vashibolim. Let me go collect stalks. Achar asher emtzachin ve'inav, in a field where they're nice to me and they won't yell at me. And what a dismal sign of the generation. She has to say, let me go to a field where they won't yell at me. Again, we're seeing that things are not the way they should be. A person comes to collect charity and they yell at them. She says, I'll find a field where they're nice to me. Vatomer lah lechiviti. Naomi says, go, my daughter. Vatelech vatavo vatlakeit basadeh. So Ruth goes in an intelligent way. She looks at the field and she figures, if I start collecting here, by the time I'm filled with stalks, I'll be at the end of the field, I'll have to carry the whole bundle back. Let me start at the end of the field. Vatelech. She goes to the end of the field. Vatavo. And then she comes back collecting, so that she'll have her big pile when she's at the entrance to the field. What's this similar to? To what most men do on every Friday night? Imagine you have a watermelon or a pot you have to put in the fridge. So what do? You take the pot, you go to the fridge, you come to the fridge, you see there's no space. You go back, you put down the pot, you go back to the fridge, you clear space, and then you bring the pot to the fridge, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it make more sense to clear the space before you take the pot? How many people think about that? So with a pot, it's not such a big deal. You take a pot off the fire, now you have to put it down. You start looking for, where am I going to put it down? Wouldn't it make more sense to arrange, you know, the place where that can handle heat, whatever those things are called? Right? So we do that all the time. The brilliance is a person who can have foresight, who can think in advance. But foresight is part of chesed. In order to do chesed, you have to think, what's going to be the outcome of what I'm doing now? It's not just that Ruth has the foresight to collect the stalks intelligently. When you want to be kind to someone, you have to think two steps ahead in order to be kind to a person. So she collects. Acharei akotzerim. And here the Navi is gently telling us a very important message. Ruth, we said, is coming with the Hamas flag on her knapsack. She's still used to what she grew up with. And so she goes collecting, and she doesn't pay attention that there's a row of women working and a row of men working. And so she goes with the guys, because that's what she's used to. And so the question is, if you would come to that field, and you would see Ruth, what would you think? Lady, don't you have that sensitivity? There are a group of guys here. Maybe you should be with the girls. But she does not have that sensitivity. She's an amazing person. But she does not yet have all the sensitivities. And so the Navi is teaching us something. When you deal with someone who is doing tshuva, when you deal with someone who is converting, have patience. They don't have that sensitivity. Someone once told me, he said to me, whenever I'd come with my kids to the doorway, I'd let the kids go first. Until the rabbi once said, stop. They are your kids. They should respect you. You go first, and then they go through the doorway. He said, it never dawned on me. I never thought that maybe I should go first, and then the kids should come in the doorway. The rabbi told me once. Now I know. He never thought about it. He said, I went to a class once. The rabbi said, you have a guest, accompany them when they leave. So now every time I have a guest, I accompany them when they leave. Now you think this guy is new at this. Let me tell you, he's a grandfather already. He did his tshuva process maybe 40 years ago. But that doesn't mean that a person develops the sensitivities. A person can be standing in shul, and everyone's singing, and they're not clapping. But a person is used to, you know, when he went to the discotheque and everything, you got into the singing, you started clapping. So a person doesn't notice that no one around him is clapping when he's in shul clapping. Wait a second, is anyone else clapping? Don't you see you're the only one clapping? Have patience, he does not see it. Ruth is standing at the harvest. No other girl is standing among the guys. No, Boaz will tell her, Ruth, you're amazing. You can keep collecting with my girls. He hints it. She doesn't get it. The Navi tells us, next time she goes collecting, she's with the guys again. Until her mother-in-law tells her, no, Ruth, you're great. Stay with the girls. She doesn't get it the first time. That's part of the tshuva process. It's part of the gear process. A person doesn't have the sensitivity and they don't even get the hints. The Navi's telling us that doesn't detract from Ruth. It's par and parcel with the process. There's nothing wrong with that. We have to try and open our eyes. We have to try and open our ears. We have to be patient. And so Ruth goes to the field and she starts collecting with the guys. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Thursday night.